Kevin Elizabeth, and I'm a wedding photographer based in San Diego, and I'm also a bride-to-be. So by the time this video goes up, I will have already done my own engagement photos for my own wedding with David. So that's something that is on my mind right now. And so I thought that I would share a couple of tips with you guys on how to find outfits for and how to plan for and prepare for your engagement session to really get the most out of your photos. So I am a huge proponent of putting a lot of effort into your outfits, because if you just walked out of your home for your engagement session in clothes that you would wear every single day, that is really not taking advantage of the opportunity that you have to have your photos taken by a professional photographer that you are in love with. So I find that if you can wear a casual outfit just any day, anybody could photograph you wearing it on any given Tuesday, then that's probably not something that's going to hold up that well for an engagement session and make it really special. If you want to do that, that's totally fine. But if you're really looking to have very impactful engagement photos, then I think it is very important to step things up a notch, put more effort into your outfits, and dress up a little bit or a lot. I'm actually a big proponent of dressing up a lot and wearing a formal outfit. So when it comes to outfits themselves, I think that for brides, a dress or a skirt with a lot of movement in the body but a fitted waist is very, very beautiful. The way that movement in clothing looks on camera is very dynamic, it's very powerful. So I find that something with a little bit of body in it and movement whenever the wind hits it or whenever you're walking or lightly jogging, which is sometimes fun to do in photos, I think that's really a very gorgeous look. Now you can wear something that's fitted all throughout, that's totally fine too, but personally I do love the outfits that have some kind of flowiness to them. Now for guys, what I see over and over and over them doing wrong is not having clothes that fit them. Whether it be a suit or just a regular pair of khakis or whatever, I find that a lot of grooms are coming to engagement sessions in ill-fitting clothing, particularly suits. So if you have some pants on that are way too big for you, it's gonna be very distracting in the photos. So it looks so much better to take the time to have your clothing tailored to your body, especially for the wedding day. So you really don't wanna show up to your wedding or your engagement photos wearing something that's baggy and unflattering, because it just swallows you up and does not show your shape. Now, if you're trying to hide your shape in a very big volume of clothing because you feel like you're a little bit larger than you want to be, then that is still not a solution for you. You can find something that is not baggy, but also not skin tight, that still flatters your figure and makes you feel comfortable in the skin that you're in. So again, for women, having something with movement is really great, but fitted at the waist. I don't recommend something that is not fitted anywhere at all unless you're teeny, teeny, tiny, because showing the shape, showing the waist is really gonna help flatter any woman, any size. And then for guys, I would say another tip is to make sure that if she's in a formal gown, you're not in shorts and flip-flops. You need to kind of match with her at least like somewhat of a good balance. You should not be at opposite ends of the spectrum, because it will really clash and not look very good. Some of the places that I recommend for finding outfits for the engagement session are the black tux for grooms. I find that the black tux offers a variety of suits and tuxes for any sort of event, engagement or wedding, and I think they're absolutely fantastic. They have very high quality suits and tuxes at a very, very reasonable price. You can even rent an entire outfit from the jacket, the pants, the shirt, and the shoes from them. So they make a very, very great one-stop shop for your engagement and wedding outfit. Now for ladies, I really love Rent the Runway. A lot of people are very familiar with that site. You can rent a dress or even some sort of skirt, top, outfit combo, and I think they have a wonderful, very large, diverse selection of outfits that you can select from. So it's a great place to go to find a really nice gown that you don't want to purchase because you're just wearing it for engagement photos. Now, if you are looking to step it up a notch, go a little bit more high-end, a little bit more couture or avant-garde, then there is another resource that I recommend for women's rentals, and that is called Armarium. They are a somewhat new company, very similar to Rent the Runway, but just a lot higher scale in terms of the pricing and quality and designers of clothing. So you're going to find outfits there that are more like the several thousand dollar retail price with a couple hundred dollar rental price. Whereas Rent the Runway kind of averages more, I would say, around several hundred dollar retail price to maybe the low ones, maybe even $2,000 retail price. And then the rental is usually between maybe like $25 and $200 on average. So if you just want something that's a little bit extra, then then Armarium is probably going to be a better bet for you. But if you do want to purchase, I think there are a lot of amazing places that you can go to find a really nice outfit. So for me personally, I picked two different outfits for my session that's actually coming up this Monday, which I'm very excited about. So I picked two outfits. The first one is a really pretty off-the-shoulder floral dress. It's got a lot of movement in it. It's really fun. It's very kind of festive, and it's not something that I would usually wear, but I wanted to do something different, and I'm pairing it with some pink pumps, which I think will be really cute. And then my other outfit I'm so excited for is a Marquesa dress that I did order online. It's just really elegant, and I think for the fact that we're going to Balboa Park with gorgeous elevated architecture, that it's going to be a great fit. Another tip off of that is to consider your environment. And I do think that you can even throw something like a formal outfit in a field. As long as things match beautifully and balance and they make sense, then I think it's good. Sometimes doing something that's totally opposite of what you would expect can be really, really beautiful. Those are just my tips for outfits. And then as far as preparing for your session to get the most out of it, there's a couple different things that go into it. One is to make sure that you are really trusting your photographer. So if they're telling you things to prepare you, definitely listen to them. They know what they need from you. So I always like to say that the success of photos is 80% the photographer and 20% the couple. So your 20% is going to be you trusting them, you coming with a great attitude, being a team player. I have had engagement sessions where perhaps the bride is really excited about photos and she's in a great mood, she's so ready for it, but then the groom is really grumpy and he is just kind of bringing things down. It's really only an hour to an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours of your life, so I think it is a worthwhile investment to have beautiful photos that you can use for the rest of your lives. So if you are in a couple where one of you is excited and one of you is not, try to find a way to get both of you excited, because it's going to help a lot in the photos to have two people that both really want to be there and aren't wishing they were somewhere else. So that's just a tip as far as attitude goes. Also, make sure that you are kind of preparing yourself physically too. So the week of your engagement session, you might not want to do any heavy drinking. You might want to make sure to drink a lot of extra water so your skin is not dehydrated. I would also recommend, if you have drier skin, maybe exfoliating, doing extra moisturizing, things like that, to really get your skin and your base looking a lot better for your photos and looking fresher. Another thing to actually not do is to get a spray tan. So I am one of the many, many photographers who thinks that the spray tan does not photograph as well as natural skin tones do on camera. They tend to pick up very, very orange on camera. And so, for example, if you are a bride who got a spray tan and your groom did not, you are going to look quite orange and tan next to him, and he is going to look very ghost-like in comparison. And in photography, when editing to try to make the bride look less orange, you end up kind of making the groom look more colorless. So it's a very hard balance. I personally think that natural skin tones, even if you are very fair skinned like I am, photograph a lot better. You just never know, even if your tan looks okay in person, the camera always picks up different things than you see with your own eyes. So it's just a tip. If you want to be more tan in your photos, I would recommend doing it naturally out in the sun. Make sure you have enough SPF on, but I think a natural tan looks a lot better than a spray tan. That's just something I'm very passionate about. A lot of photographers agree with me. So for my own session, even though I wish I was more tan, I'm going to skip the spray tan because I know that this is going to photograph much better than if I were to be orangey or muddy or red. Another thing to consider is manicures, or even if you're a guy, if you don't want to go get a manicure with obviously no polish on, you could at least just clean up your nails. I've had grooms come to sessions with dirty fingernails or just bad cuts all around them. So that's something to definitely clean up, because your hands will probably be photographed a lot in the session. And then for brides, if you want to have your nails done, I personally think that neutral tones, pastels, or even a fun color that balances with your outfit looks really, really beautiful. So I've had brides wear red, I've had them wear bold pinks, even softer pastel colors like a light French blue or a light blush. That all photographs really beautifully. So I'm a huge fan of the single color. If you like the white tip acrylic look, that's totally fine. Personally, I just find them a little bit distracting in photos because the white tends to look so unnatural. So I find that a single solid color, or even a design, something fun at a cool nail bar, works really well too. Now, another thing you can do is actually start practicing your posture. So if you and your fiance start playing a game of watching out for each other's posture, so if you see one of them slouching, you can say, hey, hold your shoulders back. So you start getting in the mindset of having really good posture, that's gonna be very, very helpful for your session. question because your photographer won't have to remind you as much. It's just kind of already clicking in your mind. And posture is one of those things that makes a phenomenal difference in your photos. It looks so bad when you're slouching, and it looks so much better when you are standing or sitting up straight. So that is huge. Another one is your smile. So sometimes when people are told to smile at the camera, which is a very common shot, it's one that you always need to be getting in your photos because it's very popular as a print, and parents really love it as well. So that's something there. Sometimes people will smile at the camera and it looks very forced. So one thing I recommend is start practicing your smile in the mirror. Try to think of different ways, whether you're thinking about something funny or something sweet, to kind of induce a smile that looks a little bit more natural. So you can practice in front of a mirror, you can practice in front of your fiance, whatever you would like to do, but that is a really, really great tip. Now, some things that do come up from time to time are, hey, I have this tattoo, I don't like it, can you Photoshop it out? And most of the time, something like that, like a big heavy removal from a photo, is going to cost you extra. So if you are in this boat, if you have a tattoo you don't like or a scar or something that you do not like, it's possible your photographer might do it complimentary for one or two images. I would not expect that, but it's possible. But for most of the cases, your photographer is not going to retouch that out for free. So you need to work around that by either covering it up or wearing an outfit that does not show it. And at the very least, telling your photographer ahead of time, and this could even be something that bothers you. If you don't like your body from the side, or if you don't like a certain angle of your face, tell your photographer. They do not know these things if you do not tell them. So never assume that they're gonna not do something because you haven't told them. So if there's something about your body or something about you that you need them to know because you don't like it or you don't want it in pictures, tell them so that they can do their best to minimize it. So for example, if you have a tattoo on your left hand that you hate, guess what? You're not gonna show your left hand in many photos. You are gonna show your right hand. So there's different things you can do to work around it if you do not want to spend the money to have it retouched. Now the same sort of goes for different features of your body. I, for example, like the left side of my face better than the right side of my face. That doesn't mean I'm gonna delete all the photos from my right side. It just means I'm gonna let my photographer know that I prefer this side of my face. So whenever possible, if she can shoot me from this side instead of this side, that's great. So that's something that you need to be aware of. They don't know these things unless you tell them. So tell your photographer anything that you don't like or that you want them to know, or something that's a concern or something that's important to you. So those are my tips for how to find an outfit for and how to prepare for your engagement session. Another last tip to let you guys go is to get lots and lots of rest the night before your session and be excited. They're gonna let you know everything you're supposed to do. They're gonna guide you through it. They're gonna tell you what to do. They're gonna make sure you look great. And so don't worry about it. Don't get too nervous. It's going to be great. And after a couple minutes, it's going to feel very easy and very natural, and you will love your photos. Have a great day. Bye.